How you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh. Thank you for joining in today, and thank you for giving me your time to listen to my podcast, Serious Thing, where we give it to you raw, real, uncut, and authentic. You see it? So, thank you guys. Thank you for all the well wishes again. Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for all the subscribers and listeners. And if this is your first time listening to Serious Thing, smash a subscribe, click a subscribe button, and just tune in every Tuesday for another exciting episode, and where we talk about things we think about and not talk about, which might be simple to others, but to some people, it might be a serious thing. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, before we, well, I'm doing shout-outs until the end of July. Now, I've done numerous shout-outs and gotten a lot of contacts from people who want me to do shout-outs, but my shout-outs are random, and I'm supporting my local business and, of course, supporting black business. And let me just read what BCD Planet is all about, all right? I'm going to read it, because I can't remember everything off of it. But anyway, so at BCD Planet, we care about the earth and don't want to add more to the pollution issues with poor fabric that big fashion brands throw away. These imperfect fabrics challenge us to create a beautiful garment out of scraps. So they're pretty much making beautiful designs in terms of accessories, clothes, and I'm out of scraps. It's incredible. You should check them out. The colors, the style, and you know, the overall real and authentic designs. It's none like any other. It's original. So you should check them out if you're into fashion and you're into clothes and you're into colors that are bold and will give you that confidence, you know. And their purpose at BCD Planet. BCD Planet aims to inspire the community with dyslexia to be proud of their differences, because that's what makes you great. Mixing different shapes and textures to make a statement that moves one to be courageous in their learning differences. So check out BCD Planet, guys, and you know, visit them on their website at bcdplanet.com and on their Instagram handle at BCD Planet. Every time I say B, my voice kind of chip out. But anyway, so shout out to BCD Planet, you know, Miss Belania Daly out there at BCD Planet. But what I wanted to get into today is something serious. I want to get into how we are being safe out there, you know, and the different measures we should be taking as parents, which I'm going to get into. Being safe with the COVID and people going out and not wearing a mask and just the little things that add up to make things much more worse than it is. So what I wanted to touch on is pretty much our parenting and what we're doing with our children. Now, when I talk about parenting, and I touched on parenting and discipline a couple of episodes back. If you haven't listened to it, check it out, and it'll pretty much just be a tie-in to what I'm, or an extension to what I'm going to talk about now. Now, sitting down the other day, I was sitting down with my wife, and we had a conversation about children going back to school and, you know, the measures that the county, because we're here in Miami and the state of Florida and the city of Miami, what they're doing, and, you know, whatever the final decision is, you know, it will affect everybody. But the decisions we make as adults and as parents, it does affect everything too. Now, take for instance, I heard about a party that younger people are having. It's called a COVID party, where they go out and the first person, and they do a bet at the party, and the first person to get sick wins the bet. So I'm like, what's going on, guys? Like, are we so like dumb to not see the seriousness of what's going on? People are dying, you know, young people are dying. It doesn't matter how old you are, you know, you don't know how your body is gonna react to this. And my thing is, prevention is better than being secure. You know, prevent something, prevent it from happening. Stay home. Now, when it comes on to the parents of these children, I just have a question. Like, when is it that our parenting skills have stopped? Like, I'm what? I'm Generation X. You know, I'm talking to like maybe millennials and some of the Generation X parents, like from 39 to 54 years of age. Where has the discipline gone? I don't get it. Like, kids in school have no respect for authority, no respect for teachers, no respect for older people or their elders. It's like, what happened? What happened to our parenting skills? In the words of the late great Heath Ledger, who played the Joker, like, what happened? Did your balls drop off? Like, what are we doing? You know, that for the parents who have children that live in your house, set the rules. I mean, everything adds up. You never know. You know, they might go out and think it's okay because they're going out with friends and they think their friends are safe, and you never know who you're around. They contract it, they bring it home, and then we're in problems. Now, with that being said, to how everything is going and the looks of how everything and the direction that this state or the country is going, I don't think we are ready to go out because we are not that responsible, because people are going about their own things. They're having parties, people are getting sick, and you know, the level of you know, what's the word? I'm so like just out of it now, where I'm lost for words, but the responsibility that we have isn't there. You know, people pretty much don't care what happens after. You know, they don't care because they want to go out and have fun. I get it. You know, we've been locked down for a long time and we need to kind of sort of socialize, and you know, but do it respectively. Like, if you're going to go out to the store, put your mask on, you know, maintain social distance and social distance from each other, and just do the right thing. Now, on the flip side, for the people who are parents who go out, and think about it this way, if you have to work, and this is another subject within the subject that I'm talking about. If you have to work as parents, and for the people who are working and who continue to work and who have to work, and you have children and you go out as well and you're a part of that group, what's going to happen when we know that your children are going to be home, being homeschooled, because distance learning is going to be in effect, trust me, and you have to work and there's nobody to watch your children? So it ties in. If we were following the necessary precautions and measures and things we use or that were implemented for us to be safe, I don't think we would be in this situation where we're not even going into phase two. We're still in phase one, and it's only getting worse. So what's going to happen? You know, think about it this way. If we were following the necessary steps, I think it would have been better, and then we might or would be able to have our kids or children go back to school. But if we are not on top of our children, regardless of their age, if they're living with you and they're in your house and you can't monitor their in and outs, then what's the point? You know, think about the big picture. Think about what's going to happen. Think about the aftermath, so to speak, you know? You heard the buzzing sound just now. I was just outside, and it came in so loud. We have the people who, you know, maintain the property and all of that, but that was loud. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. I just wanted to bring this to our attention and just ask everybody just to be careful out there and just do the right thing, because it's frustrating. It's ridiculous now. You know, whatever happens will affect everybody. You know, for the people who have younger children, we don't even know how or what's going to happen. Face it, if you have younger children or toddlers and they're on the verge of going to school, how will they learn? Like, do you have different measures in which to educate them? Do you have anything that you can do as a parent to educate them? And these are the things that you must ask yourselves, you know? Like, what do you have in place to pretty much educate them. You know, we don't even know how the distance learning is going to work with toddlers. You know, their attention span is not like, wow, you know, they want to run around. They don't sit still for 5 minutes. And trust me, I have a toddler. But I'm just saying, you know, like, put things into reality, into perspective, you know, and see how everything that we do affects everybody. And I just wanted to touch on this today and just bring it to light that whatever we do affects everybody, and the things that we are doing outside of our homes, for example, parties and going out, and, you know, I think we're not missing out on anything, and I think things like that can wait, and we just need to be more responsible and take into account the things that we do, you know, as adults and as parents. And as parents, we should monitor our kids and making sure that if your children do live with you, you know, monitor their ins and outs and, you know, pretty much ask them where they're going. And it's not because you want to get into their business, but you just take in just that measure. You're preventing something pretty much bad from happening, and you want to keep them safe and you want to be self yourself. So I just wanted to bring this to light and make sure that we're out there doing what's right and what's needed for us to progress, and not, you know, what's the other word? Pretty much fall back and, you know, repeat the same mistakes or repeat history in terms of us not learning from our mistakes. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to Serious Thing. Hit me up, man. If you want to have a conversation, if you want to have an interview, hit me up. Let me know if you have a subject that you want to talk about. Hit me up on my Instagram. It's @slimz21, @slimz21. DM me, let me know, or you could reach out to me by email. It's winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. Hit me up, let me know what you want to talk about. If you want to, there's some things you want to address, any subject, you know, it's society and culture. Pretty much we talk about anything and everything, the things people think about but don't talk about. But for today, I just wanted to bring that across and just put it to the front of your knowledge, like right there between your eyebrows, just to think about the things and our actions and what we're doing. You know, we all want to be safe. We all want to come out of this. Trust me, if I was in a room right now with hundreds of people and said, show of hands, how many people would like for the coronavirus or the pandemic or COVID-19 to come to an end? Everybody would put their hands up. Trust me. But I just wanted to make sure that as adults, as civilized people, not saying you're not civilized, but, you know, we want to do the right thing. And if social distancing and wearing a mask and monitoring our ins and outs and being careful of where we go and what we do, if we can do that and do it in a safe manner, then we should be all right. But seeing how certain areas and cities and states and, you know, towns and counties are operating, you know, it begs the question, when will we get out of this? So just wanted to bring that to our attention and want you guys not to be on a downer, but, you know, it's a serious thing and, you know, we want to put everything in the light and just address it. So thanks again for listening to Serious Thing. My name is Winston Marsh. Be safe. Remember, prayer changes everything. Say hi, hello to somebody, smile, it goes a long way. And just be safe, guys. Once again, this is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. And guess what? I'm outie.